USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Nikki Haley is pledging to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a big margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she's dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snowmelt remains a concern. More economic sanctions are being placed against Russia.
The U.S. is gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine.
USA's John Schaefer. The planned merger of several major TV streaming platforms is now being challenged in a new lawsuit filed in New York by Fubo TV. The company is suing Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers, alleging a long history of anti-competitive practices. Fubo TV says if those companies are allowed to enter the live sports streaming business, it will kill the competition. And the College Football Playoff Board of Managers is approving a model for the new 12-team playoff. It would ensure the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoff this fall. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty case are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston. Local deputies are linking him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her body found 6 days after she went missing in a river not far from where she lived.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. Investigators say McDougal was a family friend to the girl who lived out behind the family home. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley says she's not leaving the GOP presidential race,
affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, Haley has dismissed calls for her to withdraw.
USA's John Schaefer. Two giants have merged in the credit world. Corey Myers has more.
Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion, bringing together two of the nation's credit card companies. It is an all-stock transaction, and under those terms, Discover Financial shareholders will receive Capital One shares valued at nearly $140.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.